And today I want us to move a little farther in forgiveness. And I want us to start this sermon off in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 32. This is sort of the theme of today's sermon. We're going to talk about God's forgiveness and God's mercy. We talked about last week being mindful of God. But I want to add to that this week. We want to be mindful of the love of God, of the blood of God that he shed through his son for us. And if we're mindful of what he's done for us, there's nothing that can stand in our way. And as we love each other from the love of God, I want us to turn now to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm sorry, I think I got that wrong. Bear with me. Yeah, chapter 4 and verse 32. Ephesians 4 and verse 32. It says here in verse 32, be kind and compassionate. Kind and compassionate. And forgiving, compassion, and this kindness, it is something in us that is motivated by the Holy Spirit, that we have this desire, this movement within us to have mercy on others. See, God forgives us, and he is merciful, and he's called us as well to forgive, but to take it up another notch, to be merciful, to be easily touched and moved. We're not talking about being out of control. We're talking about being under the control of the Holy Spirit. When we see someone who's hurting, seeing someone that seems way, way from God, someone who's hungry, there ought to be a movement inside of us toward that person, to love them. And that movement in us is the Holy Spirit to go and love someone, that they experience the love of God from us. That's having mercy. When God saw us, he had mercy, and he called us, and he sent his son to die for us. That mercy. Sometimes we're not merciful enough. That's why I wanted to take a little time and talk about God's forgiveness in the light of his mercy. It is a movement. It is a touching. God does not want us to be cold-hearted. The Holy Spirit within us stirs us. Have you ever had that experience where maybe God moved you to give an extra tip at Kroger's as you went for your curbside pickup? And it's just moved in you to, I need to help that person. Or maybe to speak a word of encouragement to somebody. God wants us to be attuned to the Holy Spirit. He needs us. Not that he needs us for salvation, but he needs us to be instruments of his love and of his mercy. Mercy. You know, growing up, my folks, especially my mom, would often use the term and cry out to God, and she would say, oh, Lord, have mercy. She was moved to say that. She was maybe touched or maybe hurting. And she would say, Lord, have mercy on me. God is there to have mercy on us. But without his mercy, we could not make it. We not only need his grace, we also need his mercy. It's also comforting to know that God is with you and that he'll take care of you. And that his mercy abides with us and through us in the Holy Spirit. I want us to read something today from the book of Matthew, chapter 18. For here we see, I think, a prime example of God's mercy. We see it throughout Scripture when God himself is revealed as being a merciful God. God's not just looking somewhere to zap you and to catch you when you're doing wrong. He wants to be there, and he is there for us in our time of need. When we need encouragement, he is there. In Matthew chapter 18. Here, Peter, he was learning to forgive and to follow the Lord. In Matthew 18, I want us to turn over there because we see something remarkable, something I think that can help us in being merciful to others. Matthew is not one of those books we turn to very often, so it takes me a while to get there. Maybe you'll get there before me. If you do, say amen. Come on, Pastor Williams. Let's speed that up. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. I see somebody who is having mercy on me. And they're helping me. And I appreciate that. Chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Well, I see this very, very important story. It's not a fairy tale. It's for real. It says in verse 21, then Peter, Apostle Peter, came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? So we've talked about forgiveness. Now we're talking about mercy. How many times I'm supposed to forgive him? And he says, up to 77 times. And Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Now that's a lot of forgiving. But we need the forgiveness and the mercy of God. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to sell his accounts or settle them with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children, Lord have mercy, and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. And the servant fell on his knees before him. He said, be patient with me. In other words, have mercy on me. Be patient with me. He begged, and I will pay you back everything. And the servant's master took pity on him. Had mercy. Lord, have mercy. You see, that man who was over all had the power to have mercy on him. He said, I'll pay you back everything. And the servant's master took pity on him. That's mercy on him. And he canceled the debt and let him go. Now, isn't that wonderful? That's a picture of a merciful God. This merciful man is pictured a merciful God. And where are we in this story? But, are we at the beginning of the story, at the end? I hope we were at the beginning. But when that servant went out, he found one of his brothers, one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 denarii. And he grabbed him by the neck, by the throat, and began to choke him. And he said, pay back that money that you owe me, he demanded. And his fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him, sir, be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused and instead went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. How much money are you going to make in prison? Hardly nothing. So this is the hopeless situation. Until he could pay the debt back. Until he could pay the debt back. He couldn't pay it back. Can we pay back the debt that we have and we owe God? I don't think so. This story is short. that we can't. But God can. His fellow servant fell on his knees even. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison, knowing he didn't make much money in prison, hardly anything, to pay the debt. And when the other servants heard about this, I'm going to have to get a little bite to eat, y'all, if you don't mind a little interlude for me here. But when everybody through the area heard about this, and the master called that servant in, he said, "You wicked servant," he said, "I cancel all the debt of yours because you begged me to." Excuse me here just a moment. I don't know, I often have to do this, but today is one of those days, so I don't mean to be like that other servant. I'd like to serve you all, but I can't right now. I'm eating some rice. I'm fine, thank you, darling. We saw what had happened. All the people saw it, and they were greatly distressed, and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in, and he said, "You wicked servant." See, this is wickedness. This is a parable, but it's real. God wants us to be merciful. He wants us to be touched and moved at the needs of others, especially the spiritual needs, but physical needs as well. He said, "I cancel all the debt of yours because you begged me to." Shouldn't we, since God has forgiven us, as a picture of what God has done for us, He has forgiven us, He's had mercy on us. Who can you think of right now that needs encouragement and mercy? Maybe a family member, maybe someone on your job, whoever it might be. Don't withhold. Shouldn't you have had mercy on that person? Shouldn't we have mercy? This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Or in mercy, we are to forgive. We're going to go to the next song now. And as we come to this song, I want you to think about this parable we just read about. Think about it in terms of your life and sharing mercy with others.